World dignitaries are to gather Tuesday for the inauguration of Israel's new Holocaust History Museum. The bold new centerpiece of Yad Vashem, the 45-acre complex on the Mount of Remembrance in Jerusalem, has been 10 years in the making. Intimate accounts of some 90 victims are used to tell the story of how 6 million perished in Hitler's final solution. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that the individualized approach is considered as innovative as the structure itself.
The rupture the Holocaust created in Jewish history is personified in the new building. The 250-meter concrete prism punctures the Mount of Remembrance like a spike. From the outside, it looks as if a massive gray triangle has been hammered into the hillside, poking out on either end.
There's an act of aggression about cutting into the mountain.
Israeli-American architect Moshe Safdie.
I then cut right through the mountain so that all the spaces of the galleries and museums are below ground. And I'm descending into the mountain, feeling I'm getting deeper and deeper. And there is an emotional thing. I'm preparing the person for seeing material that is difficult.
The material is as difficult as it is personal. Curators at Yad Vashem, which means memory of a name, have put individual faces on the collective disaster that devoured millions. One 100 screens throughout the galleries carry testimonials of survivors, all recorded in the last 8 months. This man revolted at Treblinka, where museum historians say 870,000 Jews were killed. Exhibits also record the non-Jews exterminated by the Nazis. One gallery reconstructs a street in Warsaw as the ghetto closed around the Jews. Throughout, the accent is on authenticity. Last postcards, sewer covers used to escape from the ghetto, a badly cracked pair of spectacles given to a woman named Tola Wallach by her mother, as the two were separated at Auschwitz-Birkenau. There are even recipes, which historian Naama Galil says inmates exchanged at the women's camp in Ravensbrück.
They just sat on those barracks talking about food, what they lacked in the camp. So she wrote the recipes, and that kept them alive in a way, you know, those memories.
Avner Shalev, chairman of Yad Vashem, says the new museum, which workmen raced to finish, humanizes the story in ways the old museum it replaces did not.
At the end of the day, the story of the Holocaust is not only the big stories and the big numbers, but it's looking into the eyes of human individuals. There were 6 million individual murders. Each one was a story.
The diaries of a young man named David Cherkowiak document the German occupation of Poland, the shootings, the deportations, the forced labor of the Jews in Łódź. Diary entry, December 14, 1939.
Groups of prominent people are often dispatched immediately into the next world.
Words of the Nazis carry a power of their own. A military report on an execution ends with, "The unit returned to the camp with a satisfied feeling." Visitors must move through the museum along a strict path. The central corridor is blocked with trenches that are filled with artifacts such as books that were burned. The museum closes with the Hall of Names, a cone-shaped room lined with documents identifying 2 million of the victims. A new database has added 1 million more. Beneath the photograph-covered cone is a cut in the limestone 3 stories deep. Architect Moshe Safdie says the pit is meant to symbolize the names of those who will never be known. But Safdie says departing the hall, the visitor bursts into the sunlight, overlooking the hills of Jerusalem.
We have prevailed. Life prevailed. Light is there. Life will go on. And this is my deep optimistic attitude about things, that the Holocaust notwithstanding, there we are, and Jerusalem, living proof of life goes on.
Safdie, who's been commissioned to design the new U.S. Institute for Peace on the Mall in Washington, D.C., says he would hope visitors to this Holocaust museum reflect on the Jewish tragedy, as well as other genocides, such as Cambodia and Rwanda.
We need to be alert enough and interventionist enough not to allow it to happen in other places. It very well could and does.
Yad Vashem's $56 million edition, which also includes the most extensive collection of art by victims of the Holocaust, opens to the public later this month. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.